Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Kurt Jones in front of him.
Go on.
Come on, Kurt.
Go on, bang it top in, lad. Just fucking bang it in top in.
Said it to Costa Shimikas. Can he get one cross in? He can't. It's blocked. It's sliced. Sliced to
get
Navicator. Navicator couldn't bring it down. That was your moment. And that is the full time whistle. Chelsea 2, Liverpool 2. And a draw that probably puts pay to both teams' title aspirations this season. 10 points. That makes the gap between Chelsea and Manchester City at the top of the league. 11 for Liverpool and City. Probably too much to ask. Yeah, I mean, it was a game that had far more energy in the first half than I ever anticipated. But as a result, that final 20 minutes was just an absolute slog.
Yeah, we ran out of ideas second half, I think. I don't think the substitutions really helped us, to be honest with you. I understand, look, we were tired and we played a lot of football, depleted squad, not making excuses for it. Like, we weren't good enough second half, you know. We survived till half time. Like, you know, the Kovacic goal changes everything, doesn't it? But second half, you get a chance to come out and show what you're going to do again. And the game kind of started the same second half as it did first half. It was frantic. And then all of a sudden, they started to exert more and more pressure. And we never really were able to get out from that point. Substitutions hindered, I think, rather than helped.
Yeah.
And then last 20 minutes, really, it was about survival.
Yeah.
And we couldn't really play football. We had one really good move, didn't we, down that left-hand side. Absolutely scintillating stuff when Salah goes over there and starts playing the ball with Mane and stuff. That's brilliant football. That was it. That was the highlight of the half for us, I think. You know, Salah has one chance, doesn't he, where he tries to lob the keeper. Sort of little bit explorative, for want of a better word. Opportunistic might have been a better one. But, you know, other than that, it was all Manchester City. Chelsea, and it kind of looked like there was only going to be one team that walked away with a winner, to be honest.
Yeah, I think they were the better team on the day. They had more of the ball, and again, it's hard to tell sometimes whether is it Liverpool's fault for not getting it. Did Liverpool not get a grip, or was it tactical and we were looking? Because as far as a game plan goes, hitting Chelsea on the counter-attack wasn't the worst idea, because we said throughout that game, up until that last 20 minutes, 25 minutes, it was within reason. It didn't seem out the realms of possibility that we would just nick one on the counter. But to the point, I think the Keita substitution is designed to get us on the ball a bit more, because Milner was back firefighting and Keita's then all of a sudden floating around the front three, and we just by that point Mane's done. Mane just looks like he's running on empty. Salah's stopped being quite a sharp and involved anymore. Trent, who struggled all game, I think, to really influence it. Henderson looked like he was done as well. It's annoying, because we were asked the question in the super chat before, you know, about what ended up being 10 minutes before the end, of like, would you take a draw? I wouldn't have done all the way till the end, because it existed in possibility that we might have snatched one. But that was the thing. A draw was no good to us. A draw does nothing. Does nothing
for them either. That's the problem. It's only good for one team and one team.
It's a better point for Chelsea, because I don't think they've got title. I don't think they genuinely thought. Well, I don't think Tuchel thought of them as title contenders. Whereas we do, because we've done it before and it's not beyond, you know, reality to expect that from Liverpool. So in some regards, it's a better point for Chelsea, albeit they're the home team. And it's not because they had the lion's share of the ball, they played the most football in the game.
They fought back into the game as well. It's all about, you know, the situation you're in. You know, a 2-0 down, that's a great point for them.
Yeah.
But actually, come to the end of the game, they want more. Mm-hmm. They probably felt like they deserved more. You know, at half time, bitterly disappointed that Liverpool are drawing. By the end of the game, it's not a bad point for us, because we could have lost that quite easily.
Yeah.
But the ultimately, it's all for nothing now, because we're out the title race as far as I see it, and that's the thing that galls me more than anything. Doesn't mean the season's over, by the way. This side's still got more than enough in to do damage in other competitions. But right now, to sit here on the 2nd of January and I think that we're out of the title race.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know other people have thinking it for weeks, but I'm normally last a little bit longer. You normally last a bit longer than me.
Well, moreover,
we're out of it.
We were never in it. And this is the point, there is no such thing as a title race until late March, April.
Now, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. We are not. You've got to be on the dance floor come April. And at the moment, it doesn't look like we're going to be. A lot of games of football to be played between now and then, of course. But do you want to just go through some of the stats for us?
Yeah, okay. So I think total ball possession for Chelsea, 56% to the post 44. 15 shots to 10. They had 6 on target, we had 6 on target. Big chances, they had 2, we had 3. We both missed 1 and scored 1 of our big chances. In fact, Liverpool, scored 2 of their big chances. Counter-attacks, we hit them on the break twice, ended up with 2 counter-attacking shots, stuff like that. But all told, I think when you look at the actual info goal stuff, which is always the most interesting stuff really, isn't it? You see where the shots were taken from and stuff like that. I mean, Chelsea have obviously got a goal there, goal from distance with absolutely no XG whatsoever. That's the Cueven Kelleher save. Oh, no, it's not actually. That's Pulisic in the 62nd minute.
Yeah, that was the one where he saves it right down his face, wasn't it?
Liverpool, obviously, some decent chances as well. We kept them at bay really well, actually, looking at that, all told. But it was a nervous one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was, because you can see it, and you mentioned it, once the Kovacic goal goes in, the Chelsea crowd's back up. It was that's your sliding doors moment, where if that... the other 1,000 times that he takes that shot and it clips any other part of the post and comes out, or misses the goal altogether, or he falls and breaks his standing leg because it's so awkward, a jump. I don't know that Chelsea can pick themselves up from that. Liverpool getting it at half-time, but the point is, they didn't. They didn't. And what we needed to do, having conceded that goal, was try and keep our heads. And I think we carried on trying to throw the ball forward. There was just not enough composure from Liverpool today. And again, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say that was architectural. The idea was to try and play a couple of quick balls and get in behind them, because the amount of times we engineered dangerous situations with very, very simple play tends to believe that was clearly a game plan that was okay.
The problem was, I think we'll pick this up on the instant match reaction more so maybe than here, but I think when the subs happened, they went to a midfield 3, and that out ball from our midfield to over the top stopped working.
Yeah.
So I think that one we can pick up on the instant match reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Neverman is here with a final super chat before we wrap up. Dear Liverpool, my deepest apologies. Pulisic does not represent what is best of us over here. Regretfully, USA. Oh. Look, it is what it is. I'm sure that's the case. Right, we've got plenty more to come this evening. If you need to talk it through before you head off for the rest of your lives, we are going to be doing your reactions via the fan reaction show very shortly with myself. Chris will be doing player ratings, and then, as mentioned, we'll be doing the instant match reaction. So if there's anything you really want us to delve into and discuss, we'll be doing about 20-25 minutes live over on Red Men Plus, which is over here. If you head to theredmentv.com, the post is right there. Just sign up at any tier, and then you can gain access to the instant match reaction. If you just click on there, you'll be able to see it, and then you'll be able to get in and watch the show live alongside us as well. Yeah, disappointing. Definitely disappointing because again, it looks like this is where Liverpool, and to be fair, Chelsea's title dreams both sort of took a fatal blow today. But it kind of is what it is. If you need to beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, then you should never need to beat Chelsea. A point away from home should be considered a good point. They took a point from us. We took a point from them. It's not the Chelsea game that's done it. It's Leicester in the week, and it's the random, and Brighton, it's the, and Brentford, it's the random other points that we've dropped.
Exactly.
Anyway, again, we're midway through the season. There's loads of football still to be played and loads more to be said about it. Hope to see you over there. If you're a podcast listener as well, don't forget that all of our post-match content is available, and all the content that we do pretty much is available in podcast form and Redmen Plus as well. So we've got you covered in that regard. And yeah, I'll be back with the fan reactions very shortly. See you there.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.